to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is a renowned expert in intimacy, sexual practices, and desires. Her New York Times award-winning bestseller, 101 Nights of Great Sex, has become one of the best-selling sex books in history. Fans of her work include Britney Spears, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Heather Locklear. Here to share how we can add passion to our love life, welcome to the show, Laura Korn. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Laura, welcome to the show.
Oh, wow. Thank you. What an intro.
Hey, we could have kept going, but we didn't waste the 10 minutes just doing how great in your bio.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm a big fan of yours, so are you ready to get playful?
Yeah, I appreciate it. The one thing I want to ask you is, I know with new relationships, they always begin with a sizzle, and of course, as time progresses, the passion dwindles. What's the secret to keeping the fire lit?
You know, that's what I'm all about, because, we know we should spice up our love life. Right? Everyone knows we should spice up our love lives, right? But we still don't do it. Why don't we do it? Why don't you think?
Why don't we do it?
We know that we need to do it, but why don't we do it? I'm asking you, doctor.
Is it laziness, a routine, same old, same old?
Well, it's because we don't have to. Where is surprising your partner tonight, either romantically or sexually? Where is it on your to-do list? It's not there, is it?
Should be.
Well, no, we know it should be, but it's not. So I created a very unique book, 101 Nights of Great Sex, that it's not a book you read, it's a book you do. And so it's very unique. You've seen it, right?
Right, so it's interactive. So explain what that means, the book you do.
Okay, well, it's based on an erotic equation. It's my erotic equation. Whenever you want to have great sex or even great romance, think of this equation and you can always make it happen. And that is blank plus blank equals great sex. So my the Laura Korn erotic equation, which is what the book is based on, is anticipation plus creativity equals great sex. So the pages in 101 Nights of Great Sex, they're sealed. So there's like 101 sealed envelopes, kind of like the Academy Award of Sex, you know?
And the winner goes to, not you.
Right, you know that moment you feel where they go, the envelope, can I have the envelope, please? And you're just like on the edge of your seat.
Right.
You're like, oh, the envelope, of course, you know? So that's what you feel like. You feel almost like a giddy teenager because there are 50 sealed envelopes for his eyes only, and 50 for her eyes only, and one for the end. So when you want to add anticipation plus creativity to your love life, you get together with your honey, and you're just kind of like you flipping through the book, and each, you know, envelope has a title. And that's half the fun, right? So my favorite one right now is number 21. The new edition is out, so it's called Rock Her World.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's a For His Eyes Only page. So right now I have to be playful. So, Dr. Friedman, what do you think is inside sealed envelope number 21?
At least it's 21, so it's legal age. So I'm not as concerned as if you said 20 or 18.
Well, this 101. But so you would rip this out for your honey before Valentine's Day, right? I would see you rip it out. So when I see you rip out an envelope, you have now made a promise to me to do what?
To satisfy. Because it's your desire.
You're going to surprise me. You're going to surprise me. And that alone, oh my God, if anyone could take away a message from today, letting your partner know that they're a priority, that you're taking time to make them feel special, and for women, that you are a man now with a plan. You're a man with a plan, and you're going to always win her hand. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, USA Today says, and Gwyneth Paltrow also, she's a big fan of the book. She says that the tease factor, and this is so critical for long-term couples, the tease factor is incredible. Because I know you're going to surprise me. I just don't know what it is. that in itself can transform your relationship.
Well, and you mentioned also the tease factor. Well, in the beginning of the show, we actually did a study showing 75% of men last 3 minutes. So you got to tease, fellas. You got to build up to that 3 minutes.
Oh, whopping 3 minutes? Are you serious?
3 minutes, 75%, yeah.
How long do you last?
Hey, come on, David.
Don't be so afraid to answer the woman.
Let's just say from the beginning of the show, the beginning of the show to the end of the show, I would need more time.
So, you know, here's the thing. Okay, so obviously that's not enough foreplay, right? So the foreplay should start to happen way before you enter the bedroom, yeah?
Right.
See, really, the cool thing about the book, and now, okay, I must let you know, this is so exciting, the mobile app.
Uh-oh.
So now your seduction toolkit is in the palm of your hand. I have created a mobile app of 190.
So it doesn't need to be in the palm of your hand if you're with somebody. Fellas, you didn't hear that right.
No, that's the problem. These days, it's always in the palm of his hand. It's like, come on, get something else in your hand.
Exactly, and you've changed that. So with the app, is it similar to the book? Is there certain,
I got to tell you, it's the coolest thing. No one has ever done an app for couples to spice up their love life. They do not exist. I can't even believe I'm the first one to the market. But I'm usually the first one to the market with real cool products anyway when it comes to sex. But
the innovator.
Yes, so you both... just quickly, you both download the app, and you have secret parts of your apps, right? And they kind of sync together, and this is so they sync together, and I can peek inside your app, and you can peek inside mine, but I can only see the title of the adventures that you're going to take me on.
Right.
But here's the cool thing. when you pick an adventure, let's say I pick number two, and David, I'm going to surprise you with number two, which is one of my favorites, the Velvet Tongue.
Uh-huh.
So I pick the Velvet Tongue, and an invitation goes to your cell phone, inviting you out with me to an erotic adventure called the Velvet Tongue. So you get an invitation, and when you pick an erotic adventure, I get an invitation. And you know what? When you get invited somewhere, most of the time you're going to show up, and you're definitely going to show up to see how this turns out. You're like,
great.
Oh, my God, he's going to rock my world. Oh, he's going to do a little honey lingus on me tonight.
That's great. I'm curious, in the 1 minute we have, I want to ask you, did you have to really study what the man's desire and woman's desire are? And what's the lack of satisfaction for, if you had to name one thing for each one? What's the biggest complaint of lack of satisfaction?
Oh, well, I mean, novelty. You know, the bottom line is, you know, we show up and we do the same thing over and over and over again in the bedroom. And that's very hard to get excited about. Couples, men and women, thrive on novelty. And also the number one sexual fantasy for women is exactly the number one sexual fantasy for men. Do you know what that is?
What is it? We don't want to run out of time.
The same fantasy.
What is it?
It's to be seduced.
Oh, okay. That's great. So
yeah, because
be
we're
seduced.
Just about out of time here, Laura, and I think you've made Dr. David Friedman
blush
today.
Laura, listen, you did, and it was just the foreplay. I mean, come on, we can't end the show now.
I'm thinking you made him blush. I really am, and that was a lot of fun for me to listen to. That was a lot of fun for me to listen to you getting him going, and thanks so much for being with us and sharing such steamy advice for our listeners. To get your copy of the new 101 Nights of Great Sex or to download 101 Secret Seduction Smartphone app, you can go to 101nights.com. You can follow Laura on Twitter at LauraCorn101. And for our daily health tweets, you can go to at Dr. David Friedman. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. This is Melanie Cole with the blushing Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.